Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Now with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
All right, good Tuesday morning, Jeremy and Joe. And joining us on the Western Hotline is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Lindy, welcome back to these airwaves. Howard retired. I'm still here. And now we've got Joe DiBiase with me, so good to chat again.
Jeremy, good to chat again, too. And sorry to hear that Howard is gone.
He's happy. Lindy, he's like he's walking around the halls like every other day here. He's like kind of retired.
He's here all the time. He's on television from time to time. He's very, very happy. He didn't actually retire. He just stopped doing this is pretty much what he told us when he left.
Well, everybody finds their niche somewhere.
That's right. I'm sure you'll see him. You'll see him around. So, well, Lindy, welcome back. It's good to chat. I wonder, what is it you've done this now, you know, going to another organization when you go to Dallas, when you go to New Jersey, now when you come here. How does the process get started as a coach? You've got a lot of experience, but you're starting kind of fresh with a new organization. What are the initial steps?
Yeah, this really is brand new. The initial steps are, you know, first meeting with staff from medical to equipment, to strength and conditioning, just trying to get familiar with everybody. And then trying to get familiar with players, reaching out to players, having conversations. I've started that process already, tried to reach out and just say hello. So continuing, you know, that process along with, conversations with Kevin.
We know, like, during draft season when a player gets drafted, they might send him home with a playbook or there's rookie camps. And for you and these players, it's probably a little bit of time before you can get with them on the ice. How does it work with you maybe approaching them on, is there a Zoom call? Is there any sort of video in this off season? Or is it really just kind of you doing the work and maybe formulating a plan for what you want for individual guys to do in the coming months?
Well, I know. Yeah, you know, I've tried a lot of different things from playbooks, putting together a system package. Some players can readily learn exactly what you're trying to accomplish by reading and looking. Some other players, video is a lot more effective. But for sure, the most effective thing is to get on the ice and practice exactly how you need to play. And, you know, I don't think it's rocket science. I think the word compete, come to practice and try to get better every day. There will be subtle changes. There will be some parts of our game will be the same. The discipline to do the right thing at the right time of the game, a lot of puck management where taking care of the puck in certain areas of the ice will have to improve, and that that is the same with any team I've coached. So I think reaching out to the individual players, talking hockey, talking about their game, asking them where their game is at, where they think they can improve, just getting a feel for where they think they're at is right now is the most important part.
One of the things we heard, I think, talking to Marty about it before you were introduced at your press conference about, you know, what it was like to play for you. And I wonder if any players have expressed a desire to be pushed. And you know, the relationship between coach and player in at the professional level, of course, like these are the guys at the top of their game. But some of them, while they are internally motivated, do appreciate a certain level of a push, whatever that is. And how you strike that balance, to me, is really the most important part for each individual guy.
Well, I think that's probably the area most I've grown is how hard you can push and how far hard you can go. I think players, myself, Kevin, we really have to stay connected in the direction we're trying to go, in the direction we're trying to get each individual to. Understanding that each player will have a role, will have a responsibility. There will be team responsibilities. There will be a lot of situations where it just has to be selfless play, whether you're giving up some part of your game to make sure or ensure that we're going to win a hockey game. So all those things along the way are going to be real important.
Lindy Ruff with us on the Wester Hotline. Lindy, I was interested to hear in your press conference that you didn't take the job right away. It made me wonder, like, how much of it was a requirement or how important was it for wherever you ended up after New Jersey that the team you did go to, whether it was here or elsewhere, had to be ready to win right away?
Well, you know, I really believe they were ready to win right away. It wasn't really about that. I think a lot of that for me was, you know, just coming back into, you know, into this building and coaching here again. I had to make sure my head was going to be in the right place. So the conversations with Kevin were initially, I don't know if I was exactly ready for that. And coming off, you know, being let go in New Jersey, you have to figure out, and first and foremost, it's figuring that out with family. And family was the most important part. That's probably the biggest reason initially I hesitated. But after conversations with the family and decided that this was going to be one heck of an opportunity and all in right now.
When it comes to the idea of winning now and the expectations, you know, you'd said that it's time to win now for this organization. And we, in our conversations with Paul Hamilton, he said he'd had a conversation with you this past year or so about this Buffalo Sabres team and the young talent they have. So it seems to me that it doesn't, I mean, it's a big job, but you feel like there maybe isn't that big of a leap to take for this group. They do have to take the leap, but getting into the playoffs, ending this drought and starting to contend on the level that they maybe would be aiming for.
Well, I think if you peel back, you know, 1 year, give or take a month or so, and where they were at with 5-6 games left in the season, and they just brought Devin Levi in. And when I say they, I mean that's because they were they back then. Now mm-hmm. It's we. they were really 1 point away from being in the playoffs. You know, one win away. So the value in making sure that you know you play good, consistent hockey. The fact this year that they won a lot of games against a lot of good teams just told me that they've got a lot of good players. And I really believe that the connected part, that playing for each other, believing in how you play and being really consistent with your play night in, night out, is the success part that allows you to put together really, really good stretches, allows you to win games when, say you done a night you don't have your A game, and when you're playing 82 games and you're playing 4 games in 6 nights and you're traveling and you're coming home at 2 a.m. and you've got to play the next night, whether you're on the road, whether you're at home, you've got to have a B game. And if you can win with your B game or be disciplined to stay within your structure, That allows you to win a number of games that normally, if you're not your best, yeah, those are points you give away. But just getting a point some nights is real good in this league.
Yeah. One thing I focused on last year, there was a giant regression, at least statistically, for the top two centers on this team, Cousins and Thompson. Injuries played into, I think, for both, especially Thompson. So that is a big part of the story, I'm sure. But just watching from afar, Lindy, like for you, what Hughes and Heischer did in New Jersey and how important it'll be for this team to have two centers at the top of their group that can kind of, you know, in a sense, lead the charge back to the playoffs.
Well, I think you've mentioned the most important pieces up front where, you know, your centermen are the guys that usually carry the group. You're 1-2. You mentioned the two guys in Jersey, and, you know, some of the struggles this year in Jersey were the fact that, you know, we had lost Nico Heischer for over a month. We lost Jack Hughes for a good period of time. We lost him at two different times, really, during the year. They're the guys that drive your team. They're the guys that play the most minutes. If you look at Thompson, you know, a 40-goal scorer a year ago, obviously wasn't as good a year, and I don't know exactly about the injuries here. And then when I look at both players, they both got some great qualities. I think they're different. You know, higher offense in Thompson. He's got size. He's got physicality. I think he's a guy that can dictate the game. And then when you look at a guy like Dylan Cousins, I think he's like a complete package. Maybe not the offensive player, as good an offensive player that a Thompson is, but if you look at a guy that can be that, you know, that big, strong two-way center, can be your best face-off guy, can be your go-to guy in all the tough situations, has physicality, has size. I think when you're looking at centers, those two pieces alone are going to be real valuable.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And getting us to that next step.
More pieces you have to build around. Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power on the blue line, two number one overall picks. I mean, you would have seen plenty of Dahlin through the years. So how far can he go? How far can he take this team?
Well, I've had a couple of great conversations with Rasmus already. He's back in Europe and he's going to play in the World Championships. And around the league, I think everybody understands what a terrific player that he is. Offensively, defensively, his skating ability, his desire to win. So, you know, we just talked about, you know, two pieces up front that are the most important part. If you look on the back end and you look at a power and you look at a Dahlin, we've got size, we've got speed, we've got offensive ability, we've got good defenders, guys that can move it up the ice, guys that can make that first pass, and guys that really want to win. I think that in conversations with Rasmus, the first conversation about just, you know, welcoming myself, introducing myself to him, gave him my number, he called back. We talked hockey probably for an hour. We talked about how we need to play. We talked about his game. We talked about the season. We talked about every aspect. So when a player wants to dive in, wants to call you back and dive in and talk about the season and talk about where he wants to get to, the desire to win is obviously there. And yesterday, Power was in here skating. He's going to the World Championships, which I think is great. So I had good conversations with him. Now, along with, you know, three guys were here yesterday, Byram and Cousins and Power, all skating. So it was good to just stand around the locker room, talk hockey. They asked questions about the guys you mentioned from Jersey. They asked questions about, we started talking about the playoffs. So just great interaction, you know, with the players that I want to get accustomed to.
Lindy Ruff joining us on the Western Hotline. Lindy, when it comes to this market, this drought, what's gone on here? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to hear players feeling pressure. It's something we heard last year, and they got close the year before. And is the pressure a kind of thing where, I don't know, you use it and turn it in a positive way instead of something that the players feel is weighing on them? And Kevin Adams talked about that in his press conference to end the season about pressure. And it was a consistent message around here. And I guess if we're all being honest about how much we care here in Buffalo, we care a lot, right? Like, Sabres fans care an awful lot. It's not a big market, but it's a passionate market. And it wouldn't surprise me at all for players to feel pressure to perform. The question is, can that be turned in a positive way?
I believe it can. There's pressure, and I touched on it a little bit in the press conference. I don't even like using the word pressure. But there's a discipline to do the right thing at the right time and inside of a game. And if you can just focus on a game at a time, and if we don't sit back and we don't constantly talk about pressure and where we need to go, let's keep a real narrow focus on the game we're playing, win that game, move on to the next game, put the game away, whether it's a win, whether it's a loss, try to get better every day. We'll get to where we want to get. And I've used this expression that you've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's inside of a game, whether it's a tight game, a tie game, you're winning by one. There's all sorts of pressure that inside of a game that, you know, you've got to get through. And then, you know, when the standings start chalking up wins and losses, you feel like, you know, you need to know where you're going to be at. On a daily basis, we're going to just talk about getting better, that we have to embrace. We have to embrace the challenge. So for me, instead of pressure, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to like where we're at and like where we're trying to get to.
Yeah. On that too, like the players kind of, I don't know, embracing atmospheres, and like, there have been big nights when there were RJ Knight here a couple years ago when his banner went up and the crowd was full. There's a funny little record of this team in the last couple years when the building's full, how often they win. And it just makes me, like, I don't think this is maybe any different than just winning, Lindy, like, as a goal. But getting the atmosphere back to where it once was, I mean, I don't have to tell you what this building can be like when it's at its best, but it's obviously been a while, and it feels like the players do embrace it in the times that, you know, there's that much energy in the building.
There is no doubt that the players embrace it. There's no doubt that the players love playing for the fans here. And the way we can make sure that we get endorsed is to play the game that allows us to win hockey games. Play with emotion, play with passion, play with energy. Those are the three most important parts. Always seem that a team that goes out and I'd use the word deserves to win. You've gone out, you've garnered the play, you've played more in their end, your physicality inside the game has been better. Your special teams at the end of the night, when you look at the numbers, has been better. When you start tipping all those in your favor, out shooting, shot attempts, expected goals. There's a lot of different numbers that if you can lean in your favor, it gives you a real good chance to win hockey games. When you win hockey games, the atmosphere in any building in this league gets better. So we have to earn that.
Lindy Ruff joining us. We're seeing great atmospheres in these playoffs. Lindy, are you someone to watch these games every night?
I am, and I'm so intrigued about different games. I watched the Dallas Vegas, and that series is unfolding almost the same way it did last year, with teams winning in the opposite buildings, and Vegas going up 2-0, and then obviously going back home and losing a couple games, and then last night a real tight game with Dallas pulling ahead. But the craziness the other night of the Vancouver Nashville game. I had a game really similar to that my first year in Dallas, where we're winning by two. Anaheim pulled a goalie, and we gave up 2 5-on-6 goals, and then Anaheim scored early. And it is a tough pill to swallow when I really think that Nashville has played so well, and then the one or two mistakes or one or two opportunities go in, and I'd be interested to see if Nashville can recover from what happened in that game. So just watching games, whether it's Toronto, Boston, the games in the East, trying to each night watch a little bit of hockey.
I'm trying to figure out if it's recency bias for me or if Colorado is legitimately one of the most exciting teams I've ever seen. Just between Makar and McKinnon, Lindy, feels like those two move at a different speed than everybody else.
They do. That team is they're a really high energy hockey team. Those two players are really high. I mean, if you watch the goal Makar scored, you probably saw it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a goal. And then McKinnon, he can just take over games. He can play 25 minutes a game, and he can just dominate games. Those guys they're at a level that is different in the league. And when those guys get up and running, and you kind of look at the first couple games and thought, maybe Winnipeg can give them a go, and Winnipeg's had a fabulous year. But those guys have ramped it up to another level these last couple games, and I think they're going to be tough to stop.
Yeah. Lindy Ruff joining us. Lindy, finally, is Tuesday still trash day? That's how you used to remember to come on with us, was Tuesday was trash day.
Jeremy, you cracked me up, because the first thing I did, I'm in the office now, but before I left, I took the garbage out.
There you go.
Perfect.
Well, we're back. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.